Right before y'all walked in, she was talking about Shart or something. She looked at me.
Oh, shoot. It's bad.
That'd be good. Shart is not a cuss word. Is it? Yeah, it's not. Yeah. I'm just waiting on you to get your act together. I'm trying real hard not to curse with mom in the room. I can do exactly. That's exactly right. I can do whatever the hell I want. Oh, mom, I'm gonna try real hard for you.
You're gonna
shirt real hard? No, but I looked over at her. I swear to God, I looked over at her, and she looked about to bust a blood vessel in her forehead and trying to bust one loose. I said, mom. Ew. It's right. Okay. We still love you.
Oh my gosh. I think that might have been the intro right there.
Well, if you come on and sit down, we'll get this thing going.
Sorry, you're watching. Holy cow. Oh my god, true story. I was at Best Buy today getting your birthday present. Happy birthday, Brandon!
We can't even hear you. I got headphones on.
What are we rolling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going.
Oh, hey.
Happy birthday. Like she did just booed on camera. Oh, hey.
Happy birthday to you. I felt like a mariachi band or something. I came out of the distance.
That was good. What's up, Colin?
What's up? It's your birthday.
Welcome to the party.
It's your birthday.
It is my birthday. It's my party.
It's your birthday.
And you know what I wanted for my birthday? I wanted my mom to come on my Don't Tell Mom podcast. It's like I'm living a lie.
And guess what?
Wait, well, introduce yourself before you get it all away.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brittany. It's my birthday.
I'm Colin, and we're a brother and sister duo of Don't Tell Mom. And better way to start this off with having mom.
I'm the creator.
I don't even know why I write this.
She is our God.
She's the creator.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
Earth story. We say, let's do some research every week for stuff. Birth story.
All right, look, this is
one bullet point.
I try to be organized and write down an outline for the podcast, and we're not just sitting here scratching our asses.
Oh, there's more. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay.
None of that.
Dang it, mom.
All right, look.
Still messing with us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's podcast. Brittany, Colin, and we have our mom, Granberry.
Some
of you that was probably like a 15-minute intro. Sorry.
And what I wanted for my birthday was to do a podcast, and that's exactly what we're doing. And I wanted my mom to come on it, and I want her to tell me the grandest story of them all, which is the story of my birth.
Well,
and you have the floor, Grant.
33 years ago
today.
Mirror today. On the wall.
Hey, what time was I born? For real?
You were born in the morning because it was a scheduled cesarean.
Okay, so you penciled me in.
I did.
I'd like to do this on the 17th.
I had company coming. No, that was Andy.
I got company coming. I just need to go ahead and get you out for the weekend.
I'm getting you.
Yeah, so. So what happened? Is that what she said? She's gonna tell this whole story. It's gonna be Annie.
Well, it's hard because they you all kind of just mangled together.
That hurt me.
Cullen and I remember a large portion of his story because it was a painful one.
Yeah.
The first one.
With Annie and Brittany, they were scheduled, and so I had to have cesareans with all three of my children. And Brittany was definitely the one that was the most memorable as far as the cesarean. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Wait, hey, give me something.
Well, it's hard to remember 33 years ago. But I do know that Brittany was one of the...
turn me off.
Uh-oh. What happened?
All right, go ahead, Mom. You're good.
Well, y'all are distracting me.
I know. Cullen is leaving everything the heck alone.
Sorry, I was
trying to
stop
fiddling with it. We had it right. Sorry about last week, because we're sorry about the sound, folks. Okay. We're trying to figure it out, and this is the problem. Cullen just can't leave well enough alone. All right, Mom. Hang on, please. Yeah. My birth story.
So I got pregnant and I had you. I mean,
the end.
Wait, no. So what's the age difference between Annie and Brittany?
18 months.
No. Ooh. I don't think there's that much. I think they're 15 months.
I'm just wondering, was Brittany a mistake? Or was she planned?
Let me just make it clear, none of you were planned.
We're all mistakes. We're worthless.
She want none of you.
I didn't say I didn't want you. I just said that you were not planned. So
we're God's plan.
Oh, we are God's plan. That's right. What's up, Drake?
Drake.
Who's Drake?
Who's Drake? Oh my God, Granberry.
Is that like the rap guy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Canadian rap guy.
I don't know him.
Corey does. Oh, by the way, we got Corey in the live studio audience. If you hear like a single clap,
hey Corey.
The slow clap starts and it finishes him. Okay, but so 33 years ago, I mean, it was
a planned cesarean.
Okay,
I went in that morning, and you know, they prepped me, and you were born.
That's
and
it.
Now,
so what were you doing? That like, were you ready? Was I? Tell me about the pregnancy.
You were in the middle of the night.
Yeah, like, well, let's stop in reverse. Back this thing up. Yeah. So you already have
in
two.
Reverse Terry.
Yeah, put in reverse Terry. Mm-hmm. All right. So you already have two children at this time. Cullen's 2 years or 3 years older than me. Annie's Cullen's about 3 years older. Annie's about 18 months older than me. Yeah. So you got one on the hip and the other
Annie's
on the hip.
That much older than you. I thought it was 15 months.
Maybe it's 15 months. Yeah. Added I don't know. It's September to April.
Yeah.
A year and then some. But right. But you had two small children. Two under three.
I did.
Already, and then you, but you're pregnant with me, and so you got a belly. What happened when you found out that you were pregnant? How did you find out?
Well,
did you like miss, you know, your cycle? Yeah. Well, we can't talk about that.
No, get pregnant?
Did you say like I just have a feeling? Was I strong? Like, you know what I'm saying? I felt it. I was like, I feel like I might be pregnant.
Well, by the time you're pregnant as many times as I had been at that point. You know, it was pretty obvious. I'm afraid I'm pregnant.
Oh, yeah. And you got sick, didn't you?
I was sick with all three of you. I mean, from the moment that I found out I was pregnant until I had you, each one of you, I was like deathly sick for 9 months.
Sorry, I'm not laughing about that.
It was awful.
I can't imagine.
I had all sorts of trouble.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Just a little bit from Katie and our easy. Comparatively stuff.
I mean, I just
couldn't imagine. But I'm thinking about our age and our, like, every, we're like, you know, 35, 34, 33. A, B, C, Annie, Brittany, Cullen.
Yeah.
We were like 10th, 11th, 12th grade. You know, it was like, y'all are like rabbits, mom and dad.
Yeah. What's going on? Contraception. No, thank God there wasn't, because
we figured that out.
Oh, okay. A third time's a charm. I always figured that once you had Cullen and you were like, meh, and then you had Annie.
She was like, hallelujah. She was not. Give me more, give me more, give me more, give me more.
And then she had Annie, she was like, oh. And she's like, well, we can't go out.
It's like pulling a slot machine. It's
no,
like,
no, I'm just kidding.
No,
and then they said, well, these two dinky heads, I don't like either of them. We need to go. We're going to try one more time. We're going to really hit the jackpot this time. And then y'all had me, and I was like, the perfect baby.
Well,
10-pound, 9-ounce baby.
End on a good note.
But each one of you progressively got larger. So,
Oh, that hurt my feelings a little bit.
You did look like a sumo wrestler at one point.
So,
then one chuckle in the background.
So, Cullen was 8 pounds, 9 ounces. Okay. Annie was.
Dang.
That's big.
Annie,
that's big.
Yeah. And healthy.
Yeah. Rawr. Mr. Toolman.
Annie was 9 pounds, 11 ounces, and Brittany was 10 pounds, 9 ounces. So she was a great baby.
Holy
moly.
Like
that is one
bowling ball
baby.
Is 10 pounds. That's heavy.
Back in the day, everybody would go to the nursery window. That was back when you didn't have your babies in the room with you so often as much as...
It's not like they take it out and put it on you.
Right. You kept the baby in the nursery back when y'all were born.
Okay, so wait, I'm lined up with a whole bunch of other babies, so yes. I might not even be your baby? I think the baby's mixed up.
I don't think there's any denying that, but yeah. No, they you know, had the little window, the observation window, and so everybody would go by, and they would try, because I had had a cesarean, they tried to get me to get up and walk around, and that was my, you know.
Wait, why would they get you to walk around when you're having a cesarean?
Because it's just better for you to get up and walk around.
Get that blood flow.
I mean, it helps your healing a lot easier. Makes it easier. It might hurt, but it, you know, makes it easier.
Okay.
They, like, cut you open.
Yeah.
So, like, that's crazy.
Side to side.
Yeah.
And like, think about in the wild, like, ooh, never mind.
It's just like...
I was about to get all crazy.
All right. Go ahead, Mom.
So, anyway...
Not the birth story.
People would walk by the window and look at the little babies all cute in the nursery and everything, and I would stand back as I walked up to the nursery window because I was waiting my turn, and... You know,
you had to wait your turn to see your baby?
Yeah, well, you know, you wanted to just kind of hear what people were saying about the babies, you know.
I was thinking like time slots. Like there's a certain time frame you could go. Yeah, I guess implemented that later.
Mom's eavesdropping on what people are saying. They're walking by going, woo, that's a big baby.
This is why that rule started.
Some of the babies would be crying, and some of them would be sleeping, and some of them would just be cooing and whatever, looking around at whatever, you know, newborn babies do. And so the people would, like all the grandmothers and the aunts and the uncles and all that, all the people that were coming to visit, instead of coming to the room like we did with Gaines or with Brooks, then they would go to the window. And so I stood back in my little, you know, gown from the hospital and my little robe and my little slippers.
All comfy.
And I was just doing my little stroll, my exercise for the day. And I heard, oh, look at that one. Oh, look at that one. Oh, my God. Look at that whopper. You know.
Whopper. Yeah, that was you. Everybody was just saying all that nasty about me. I was a beautiful baby.
But you're so big. I mean, like, you know, 10 pounds, 9 ounces. You were just, like, you know, you were ready to go.
I mean, that's a whole other pound.
That's two babies in one.
You were a whole other pound more than me.
I was 2 pounds.
Wait, 2 pounds. No, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like a butterball.
Yeah, don't. I was cute. I was looking at pictures this morning of me as a baby. And, yeah, I might have been a little chunky. But I was a cute chunky.
You were. You got them cheeks working at that Pepsi machine in Panama City that one night.
I know, right?
Those old people had nothing on you.
I was an adorable baby. And I hope that I have a big old adorable baby, too.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell me about why you had the C-section in the first place. What happened with Cullen's birth story? Like, why did you?
Well, there were just complications.
Start out that way.
Well, with Cullen,
of course, there's complications with Cullen.
Yeah. Well, there were problems.
I totally redeemed myself throughout the years.
Yeah, right. With Cullen, I had a midwife, and I was going through the midwifery route.
Midwifery word. Whiffery.
Oh my God, I would totally use that in Scrabble.
Whiffery?
Look it up.
Okay, I'm going to believe you. I'm just going to believe you.
That is a funny word.
All right, so you had a midwife.
Yep, I had a midwife.
And what she did, come to the house?
Yep.
Where were we all living?
We were living in this little apartment down in Tampa.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Cullen was born in Tampa, wasn't
he? Yep.
Okay.
I'm always proud to say that.
Yeah.
When people are like, where are you? I'm like, no, it's from, actually, I'm not from Birmingham. I was born in Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
Like, totally radical, dude.
No.
You know, it makes me have that cooler,
yours isn't,
like.
Yours is not
Southern.
Cool. Mom's cool because she's born in Turkey.
Yeah, I was born in Turkey.
So hers is cool. Yours is like Tampa. All right.
Y'all got me crying.
And so,
So she'd come over to the house and what? I mean, did you see her before the day of the birth? I mean, you saw her a couple times, right?
Was it like in a swimming pool?
I was thinking about doing
like was that like a dolphin? Like essentially?
No.
Like that's how they give birth, right?
That's not how mom was doing it. All right. So what happened?
So I had complications and everything after about 48 hours of hard labor at the house or at the apartment.
Oh my gosh.
I had to make a beeline to the emergency room.
I mean, when did you know?
Like, how does that?
When the midwife said, we can't do this anymore, you've got to go to the hospital. And so I did everything I could to have Cullen naturally, but it didn't work out that way. And so he was an emergency cesarean, unlike
were you upset about it? Well, you had to have a cesarean, right? Because after you had it one time, you can't go.
Not necessarily, because, you know, you can have, what do they call it, a VBAC?
Yeah.
Katie's had one of those. Katie's
had, yeah.
Yeah, it's a regular birth after a cesarean.
I didn't even know you could do that.
So it's risky because it could rupture.
Yeah, that's what somebody says. Like, you don't want to because it'll bust you open. You already have the scar. We might as well just go ahead. So
it just depends.
Were you upset though? Like, did you want to have Cullen naturally?
I didn't care how I got him. I was glad to
Yeah.
Get him out.
Okay.
And the same with you and Annie.
Well, what happened with Annie? So you said none of us were planned. So Cullen's a year and a half. You got a little baby.
Yep. And then
oops, there's Annie.
Uh huh.
So you're thinking about planned in a different sense. That's kind of interesting. Like, none of us were planned, but also like the actual process of it as it's happening,
right?
Like that we've been through.
Happy?
Anyway, yeah, that's just crazy.
But were you happy when you found out you're pregnant with me?
Yeah.
That did not sound convincing at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so
earlier it was a very difficult time because we were not very we were not prepared financially at that time.
Right, yeah.
We didn't have a
You were working two jobs. Yeah. Y'all were back and forth.
We were busting our tails to go to school full time and work full time. And, you know, it was just a difficult time financially. And just, we were so young. Well, I was. Your daddy was 8 years older than I was.
Yeah.
But we were so.
So about the same. Mentally.
Yeah, well.
It all evens out.
Yeah, right?
No, I mean, I was very, very young. And so I would, you know, it was one of those kinds of times in my life where I just did what I had to do.
The struggle was real.
The struggle was real.
I think it's like an inspiration story. Yeah.
Corey sent it as hilarious.
She sent us like gifts of funny stuff. Anyway, I think it's like a inspirational story though. Like hearing the hustle and the grind, all the stories I've heard. You know,
I can't
like
imagine
the work in the two jobs, going back to school, graduating.
Like I'm 33 today, and I'm pregnant with my first child. And
yeah,
I'm
at that age,
to think about having a baby when I was 19, 20 years old, that blows my
making
mind.
Ends
no
meet.
Do you know what I was doing at that when I was 20 years old? You know.
Building a house?
Y'all don't want to know what I was doing.
When I was, you know, by the time I was 23, I had all of y'all.
I know. So then you're done. Are you glad that you did it earlier instead of later on in life?
Now I am.
Okay.
Now, back then, I thought how stupid I was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah, should have waited.
Should have waited. You know, could have, would have, should have, all that stuff. But.
Now you're like, yeah, second win. I still got energy to party. Let's go. I see you on Facebook, Instagram, pictures and your girlfriends, and she's more lively than I am.
I know. I'm like, I hope I didn't get tagged in this.
I mean, it's cool though. I mean, it's just totally different. And I wonder if you waited. I mean, Cullen waited. I wonder if that had something to do with it. Is like, because I wanted to wait until I was older. I wonder if, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I hope you know, we always said, don't do it the way we did it.
Yeah.
You know, make sure, plan, be ready, you know, have goals and,
because a baby's serious business, y'all.
Everything.
I think I like strive for that after being parented by y'all, like, you know, just going for that responsible approach as a part as opposed to
I can't imagine
dilly everywhere. Yeah. You know,
I can't imagine having to
y'all would have killed us
work all those jobs, you know, like have just the y'all's kind of story, having to work two jobs, put each other through school, and already have three babies on your hips, you know what I mean? It's like I can't imagine doing that stuff now without any babies.
Well, and back then I couldn't, and of course even today, you know, certainly the price of daycare and everything, and we were struggling to make ends meet. And
you were the daycare.
I was the daycare. I had my own in-home child care back then, so I had you three plus I had three in addition to that. That was my job, is I had an in-home child care.
Yeah.
And while we were going to school and trying to, you know, make
so you'd be home with us during the day, and then dad get home from work and you get to go to school,
because I, you know, at that point in my life, I didn't have an education that would provide me with a income that would, you know, help us as substantially as just even taking care of three other children,
right?
Which was
to feed,
you know, and I couldn't pay for daycare to put you in a daycare for all three of you. You know, so it was just, you know, what we did to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about daycare the other day. It's like, daycare makes more than I do.
That's right.
I mean, I can't work. I'll be working to pay y'all to be, you know, in debt still to y'all even after I get my check. Like, no, what is that good? I don't, you know, nowadays it's the same thing, I think. But
it's so crazy because as you go through it and every day, the way we are and we're set up, it's like, I wish we could get them in daycare. You know, there's like a different, like, how much does it cost?
Because y'all don't do the daycare
take
thing.
My
but
money.
It's better, I think. That,
right.
I
because
I
it's
mean,
just
some
like,
people teach their own.
I mean, but we have a lot of help and we do a lot of extracurricular, you know, activities and stuff. So,
yeah. It takes a village, right?
But yeah, when there's that other, you know, what, 50, 60% of the time or whatever it is, it's just like, oh my gosh, we need help. You know, it's hard to explain. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's when you're a stay at home.
I was just thinking about mom being a stay at home and she had all of us.
I know.
Which were
and took on
wild,
the neighborhood.
And took on all the other kids in the neighborhood, too.
I built birdhouses.
I know. I remember that.
We did anything I could to, like, you know, make a buck. I built birdhouses
for
Neiman Marcus.
Entrepreneur in her.
I did.
That's where we all get it.
Baby.
Yeah.
I sewed cushions for garden furniture in my basement. You name it, and I did it.
Like, that's out there awesome. With the tin and the hammer and just the rust and the wood
when
and the
Cullen
nails.
When Cullen was just a baby, I was a bank teller for a brief while, and then I got held up at gunpoint.
What?
And, yep.
Oh,
what?
Did you Jackie Chan him? Did you slap him?
Are you serious?
What
I've
happened?
Heard this
you
before.
Better have punched him or something.
No.
Have you heard this story?
No.
Okay, so
what?
When you were
She's
a baby,
lying.
You were in daycare because I had a job working as a bank teller.
What happened? Oh, and, my gosh.
And the bank teller job was like one of those where the window was, the drive-in window was behind the what do you call it, the counter, you know, like in the bank. And so when there wasn't somebody in the drive-in, well, then I would turn around and work on the person or help the person that was there at the counter. And so at this particular juncture, there was, you know, several cars backed up through the drive-thru. So I was over there shooting those little tubes, you know, and counting money and depositing and what have you. And all of a sudden, behind me in the bank was, and it was a small branch bank, but in the bank, everything just got real quiet, and I just turned around,
that's eerie.
And there was a gun pointing at
gosh.
Me, and the man said, "Get on the floor." Sure. No problem.
Anything you want, mister.
Exactly.
You want me on my knees or my belly?
So,
yes.
I went straight to the carpet. And I don't, you know, I was sniffing the carpet. I wasn't going to look up. I was.
You were what?
Golly. So what happened? They get the money?
Yeah, run. They did.
They did get the money?
Well, it was a man. And yeah. And then that was my last day. I didn't go back after that.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Did you have to like do the 2 week notice and like.
I didn't do the 2 week notice. So.
Oh, you just didn't go back. Yeah. I don't blame you. No one could be mad at you for that. Yeah.
All I could see was, you know, Cullen was just a baby, you know. And
growing up motherless,
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, what did Howard have to say about that?
He was frightened.
He probably was happy you left.
Yeah.
Well, enough about Cullen. I was here to talk about my birth story. It's my birthday. On here, I was Cullen this and Cullen that, the golden boy. So, who's your favorite? Me, right?
Well, you were always. You were always very. What are we? Tawdry?
Witty.
Is that the word? Well,
witty.
You were always outgoing.
Angelic.
And you were always, we knew, like when you were like Gaines' age, probably about 3 years old, we had one of those little, you know, the little like, wedding gown outfits that you can buy, you know, with the little plastic shoes and the little sparkly tear and
the whole kit,
dress up kit. Uh-huh. And we've got a picture. I wish we could find it and insert it here somewhere.
Oh, I have it.
Okay. And
I look like a prostitute, actually. Yeah. I do have a wedding dress.
I remember that one time was when we looked at each other, Howard and I, and we went, oh my gosh, we got problems.
We got problems.
We got problems.
What?
Yeah, that one photograph, it was just something about that, the way you were posing or something.
You knew.
Yeah, we just knew.
Oh no. Whatever. I was awesome. I think I was probably your best kid. What about tell them about my my RoboCop.
What about your? I don't know,
because I was too young for that. That was when I was a little baby.
RoboCop.
When I went to the hospital for my bone disease.
Oh yeah.
And I was talking about how I wanted to. I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome because y'all had said something about I was going to have to be in a cast, in a full body cast for a year or something.
Yes. You
and
developed
I was like,
this,
oh, I look like RoboCop. You had like, this. So cool.
You had this limp and.
Just like Cullen's peas and carrots. We just don't know anything. She didn't tell us shit.
You had this limp, and the limp was, you know, just noticeable. We questioned what was going on, and you had this leg disease. It was a bone disease.
They waited for 3 months, I think, of me crying, talking about my leg
scary.
Hurts. They're like, no, it doesn't. You're faking it.
Well, we just thought you'd fall.
You'd be all right. Walk it off.
Yeah. First kid, you know, you did. Cullen walked around with a broken arm for about 3-4 days before we ever
yes back to me please yes. More
no enough of Cullen.
And then
he suddenly fell off of the swing set in the backyard.
Brittany had a bone disease called leg Calvé-Perthes disease,
the purse
oh
disease.
My gosh, I remember that like it was yesterday. It was
the purse disease.
I felt like such a doctor when my friends asked what was wrong with you,
and I would always say the purse disease, and they're like, you're making that up. That
that top bone up there where your hip goes into your leg bone.
Mm-hmm.
The bone's supposed to be nice and pretty and round. Well, yours was flat. And so that was what caused the problem. So they had to, you just had to let this bone grow back and rejuvenate. And then it was all better. And you haven't had any problems. It's very rare in girls.
Well, my dad told me that y'all went to the library back then because there was no internet. So you had to go to the library if you wanted to find out what something was.
Well, yeah, after we were told what it was, that's what we did. Yeah.
And you looked
there wasn't Google. You couldn't Google anything.
No, that was a different time. But you you went and you were reading all these books, and everything you could find on this disease, this bone disease, was like these terrible cases of these pictures where people are just
scared us.
Completely in cast from head to toe. Like
cast,
whole body cast, they couldn't move. They had to be like that for years or whatever to like get everything right, and so they're freaking out. Like oh my gosh, you know, she's going to have to be in the hospital or whatever.
The good news is you survived.
I did survive and I walked fine. But you barely noticed the limp. No, I'm just kidding.
I remember you like fell and busted your teeth and had like a black tooth for a while.
Yeah,
for a long time. I got a lot of pictures. I had a, like, that was a bruised crazy tooth or whatever.
It was like the time of pictures, and all your pictures were black tooth.
I had the eye patch over one eye from where the cat got me.
And when all of you had chicken pox, you had the worst case, Brittany.
Did I?
Yeah, you had like poor little old pox were on top of your eyelids. You had them everywhere.
Oh, that sounds terrible. I remember something about poison ivy real bad when I was little.
Yeah, you.
Oh my gosh.
And it got him. You and poison ivy don't mix. Cow. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
you looked like. Like, oh my gosh, I'm just trying to...
A puffer fish or something? Yes, I mean, if I...
A puffer fish with like, just, yeah, a puffer like fish with all the bumps all over you. It was insane.
Do you remember these things, Kevin?
Yes, you looked like you got beat up by, you know...
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I mean,
if y'all ever find me dead at my home in bed with poison ivy, it'll be Corey. It's real bad, yeah. But all right, so that was it to my birth story, huh? You just penciled me in. What about my name? What about my name?
It's so nonchalant. Like, yeah. You just penciled me in.
So my name. So for all these years, I've been telling everybody that my middle name is Taylor, and it came from James Taylor because I was supposed to be. This is what my dad.
That's true. James Taylor. That's true.
Right, but this is what my dad said. He said that the midwife or doctor, whoever, told y'all that you were going to have twin boys and that you were going to name one James and the other Taylor because y'all both love James Taylor.
That's so a lie. That's a false lie.
Your whole life has been a lie.
Instead, I come out one big fat 11-pound girl.
But you never listened to me anyway. So, you know, you always.
All right. So, what was that actual deal with my name? How'd you come up with Brittany?
Well, I just liked Brittany. It was back before Britney Spears, by the way. And yes. The interesting thing is, I didn't know how to spell Brittany.
Yeah, what? Obviously. And, thanks. Been dealing with that for 30 days.
Wait a minute. Colin.
Yeah.
I give the restaurants Katie because it's easier than Cullen. It's not even worth the argument.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I just like Brittany.
You just like that name?
And then everybody started being called Brittany. I don't know.
Yeah. And I remember that
with
was
one T?
It was one T. And there was a Whitney, I remember, that lived across the street.
What?
I remember there was a girl named Whitney.
Yeah, she ate all the salt that one time thinking it was sugar and had to be rushed to the emergency room. Or was that Emily?
Yeah. I don't know. We had, I don't know. But Taylor Park came from James Taylor,
yes,
right?
Your daddy and I really loved James Taylor, the musician.
I do too.
And the singer-songwriter.
Amazing.
He's so good.
We listen to a lot of James Taylor. I still do.
Yeah, me too.
But that's, you got the middle name Taylor because of James
Taylor. If I had been a boy, were you going to name me James Taylor?
I don't know what, and of course we didn't know what any of you were.
Oh, wait. So you didn't have a gender reveal like we had
yesterday. Oh, wow. Oh, speaking of gender reveal, oh my gosh.
Yeah, we just had our gender reveal, but we're not going to tell you what it is on the podcast. You're going to have to go to the Southern Fried Maple Leaves YouTube channel to find that.
They
one
did
out,
have
buddy.
The gender party, which we is up on YouTube right now. Hashtag not clickbait.
Yeah.
It was a party.
Okay, wait. Let me just go ahead and clarify for the people that listen to the podcast that also watch this. So YouTube only lets me put out a 15-minute long video. Well, unfortunately, the 15-minute, like the way it got cut up, y'all didn't get to see the gender reveal.
It was like perfect.
But I had
timing
to do it in two different ones because there's just been a lot going on and you can't always fit it in a 15-minute video.
Yeah.
So I decided to show you all the party and then the next vlog, which will hopefully be tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to show you.
Plus, I have the drone.
The results of the party.
I have the drone footage and
yeah,
like,
I had to
the
get
different
the drone
angles,
footage so. And all the other camera footage from Cullen. I was just giving y'all the first part and I'm going to finish up and give you the second part when I'm done with it. But y'all go check that out. So, Mom, there was no gender party reveal for me. They're like, it's a girl, you know, and then something cool happens.
It was just a box of chocolate, whatever you got.
You know? But so you didn't know, like you didn't have to.
But they could have told you, right? But
so yeah, I was, yeah.
Well, surely. Back then, because the technology had not advanced, we would have been really taking a risk to have the amnio fluid drum.
So it just wasn't common.
No, it was not at all. As a matter of fact, it was very uncommon to know in the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but on the ultrasound?
Yeah, no, we didn't have ultrasounds.
Well, you didn't even get a see the baby.
No.
Whoa.
No, not until, you know, no.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well, dang, so you didn't even know you were having it, and then they come, and then here comes a baby, okay, and they say, hey, and the doctor slaps the butt, and they say, it's a girl, or it's a baby.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then they stick you in a nursery with 100 other ones, and everybody oohs and ahs
and goes, oh my God, look at that one.
Oh, I was a big baby. Oh, well, that's crazy. I can't believe you didn't know at all. No. Did you do, like, baby showers or anything like that, or were you just struggling trying to get work?
Didn't have any baby showers.
Nuh-uh. Dang.
Everybody kind of went their separate ways. And well, like,
my personal family and my friends were all down in Florida and up on the mountain. And so they were just far away. And, you know, it would just be a struggle to have anything. I think I may have had with one of you, maybe Annie. Somebody, I think maybe your aunt and grandmother may have.
Did something, yeah. Okay.
But just a few close of their friends, yeah.
Okay. Well, do y'all remember like...
And I don't think that even happened, really.
You should make that up. I think I might have dreamt that.
I mean, I don't know. It's been so long. That was a long 33 time
33 years isn't that long.
I just remember it was always cool when Papa Sam drove up from Florida with a case of Yoo-Hoos.
Oh, yeah. And the puddle jumper.
And the puddle jumper and, like, spent the night on the floor on the air mattress. Yoo-Hoos, you know. Were awesome. And it was like, Papa Sam's here.
Yeah, I remember that too. And
that's my daddy, by the way.
Yeah. And he would always bring us a tinker toy, like a go-kart. Or it would accumulate.
Yeah.
Or a motorcycle and just, like, help, you know, like, teach us how to fix stuff. And color. Yeah, and draw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those drawings, the drawing books. Thing. It was the hand coordination, the juggling, you know. It was all meticulous. He was a real meticulous, smart man, you know.
What's your earliest memory? Because I don't even remember the old house. Like, there was two houses from when we were all born, and there was one when Cullen and Annie were there. Maybe I was there for a little while with strawberries, and then
in the backyard.
And then we moved to the house with the pear tree. We had a pear tree in our backyard.
Yeah, yes.
I used to love doing that, going and getting pears and eating them. But then Mom reminded me about the ones that fall. You know what I mean? You pick them up with a rot. Because I was like, I want a fruit tree.
But the bug man used to, like, switch services. The bug man would switch services for fruit, pear jam.
Yeah.
He would come spray the house and make pear jam and pick up pears.
A simpler time.
Get a little discount, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, can I have some of those pears?
Yeah.
So he's probably doing a little side, you know.
Well, do you remember the old house, though, with the strawberries? I seen a picture.
And there was, like, a tree house.
Yeah, do you remember that, Mom?
Dad built that treehouse? That's when I remember the strawberries the most, a trampoline and a treehouse.
Yeah. I don't really remember what my
swing
earliest.
Set, and that was the swing set that you broke your arm on, Cullen.
Oh, yeah, I was parkouring before they even knew what the core in it meant.
Well, are you happy that you stopped after me, Mom, or you wish you'd had more babies?
Oh, no, I was completely thrilled. There was when no
you were done,
doubt about
you were
that.
Done, huh?
So
when I
was that, done, I was done. That myth is true. Like, when you know, you know.
When you know, you know, and I knew.
Oh, well, here we are 33 years later. Thank you so much for bringing me into this world. I really, really, really appreciate it. There would be no me without you, so thank you. And thank you for coming on and telling my story. I love you too.
I'm sorry I don't remember that much about it.
It's okay.
It's been fun talking about it.
I know, right? You can kind of anything.
Did she say who she remembered the most?
Shut up, Cullen. It's always Cullen. Because you were so, it was so, like, traumatic.
It was traumatic.
When I'm pregnant with the, you know, and then she had you. But
hey, how do you check messages on Instagram? Because I tweeted Instagrammed a
Don't tell mom something?
I think, yeah. Send in questions, because we got just a few more minutes here for maybe one or two questions, rapid fire style.
Oh, but I'm okay. Looking to see if I've got Granberry's on.
Any messages here on Instagram.
In the meantime, though, I will tell y'all, we have been working on some big things with the Don't Tell Mom stuff, so I'm excited. Later on this week, hopefully, we'll be able to show you guys some of the Don't Tell Mom merchandise. Yay!
Oh, no.
We're so excited about that.
Should be coming soon.
This is exactly what I wanted to do for my birthday, is hang out with my family, and that's how you know you're an old lady. You know, you want to just have a, like, call it a night early.
Grill burgers,
hang out with the family, call it a night. But I never really knew. I can't believe I've been lied to my whole life about the James Taylor story.
Oh my gosh, that's disappointing.
You were bald face lied to.
Bald face.
Dad just got confused.
I didn't think of my name. I'm still looking for messages. I don't see any coming through yet.
How did you get your name?
Yeah, Cullen.
It's from a book.
Edward, right?
It was from a Leon Uris book.
I've tried to find that book too. He's not a bad author. Yeah,
that
author.
Was your dad's. That was his jam back then. Reading a lot,
and it was Cullen.
It was a science fiction book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a character in the book. I knew that.
I thought it was Cullum.
No.
See, I've been lied to my whole life too. Dad, oh my gosh! Wait till it's my birthday. We're gonna talk about this more.
Hey, thank you all so much for tuning in, Granberry. Thank you so much for coming for my birthday and being on the podcast again. We thought we'd run you off last time, but you came back. So
thank you for having me again.
Yes,
I'm sure they'll get tired of me.
She brought the cheesecake that we still haven't cut into yet. We got to go grab a piece.
Cheesecake. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Yes. And make sure to subscribe and like and hit all the buttons and applause and all that good stuff. And
leave us more voice messages.
Yeah, and leave us some voice messages for mom or for everybody, like Corey and Katie and everybody, to so we have them when we have them on, and we'll have all your questions that we can ask them while they're here. So y'all think about that, do that, and next week we'll see you again on Two Times Tuesday, right?
Two Times Tuesday.
Thank you,
love you. Happy birthday.
Peace.
Bye, y'all. Thanks.
Bye.
40 minutes. Look at that. Thank you.
Dang, that we could have kept going about some crazy stuff. The bunk beds. You're paying attention because the plot gets hot.